my shoulders cold. I've got to leave here before I go. I pull my shirt on, walk out the door, drag my feet along the floor. I pull my shirt on, walk out the door, drag my feet along the floor.
Did anyone interesting win at the MTV Movie Awards?
Daisy Ridley won.
Okay,
best.
Cool.
Breakthrough, I think.
It's nice.
Yeah, and Chris Pratt got like a lot of awards for, I think, 2 for Jurassic World. Which I was like,
Yeah.
I mean, not that great.
Yeah. Yeah, he was fine. He's just doing his usual thing in it.
Yeah, okay, hot.
Maybe it was an award for that.
Yeah.
Best hero. Sure, exactly. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was all, you know, DiCaprio and who won Best Picture? I can't remember.
I think Star Wars.
Star Wars, yes. And Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
For Mad Max.
Oh,
actress.
Cool.
Pitch Perfect do want something, and I was like,
well, it depends on what. I mean, it's a fun movie, but...
Yeah.
Welcome to all listeners from across the universe. You're listening to Across the Universe, the Chicks with Accents podcast. My name is Mette, and I'm hosting this episode. With me are my fellow chicks with accents, Nick from India. Hi, Nick.
Namaste.
And Nick blogs at Being Norma Jean. And with us is also, as always, Sophia from Portugal. Hi, Sophia.
Hola.
So today we're finally trying to get back into the podcasting world. We did record an episode on the Oscars, but the editing didn't... we didn't do it fast enough, so we thought that wasn't really very important anymore. But so today we're just going to talk about our favorite college movies, since college is what is keeping us so busy and why we're, is the reason why we can't or we're not recording as much as we would like to. So yes, it's just going to be a simple list. Before that, we're going to talk about our movies of the fortnight after this trailer from a fellow member of the Lamb Podcasting Network.
This podcast is a proud member of the Lamb Podcasting Network. Find the network at largeassmovieblogs.com.
Alright guys, so we need to record our top 3 reasons why you should listen to French Toast Sunday podcast.
Number 3 should definitely be our diverse opinions.
Number 2 should probably be our top 3 lists that we do every week.
No, it's gotta be Mark Wahlberg.
What about Gwyneth Paltrow's head?
It's gotta be Fighting the Sadness in the Swamp of Sadness.
Full Frontal.
Stories about being lost at sea.
Brendan Fraser being underground.
Helen Mirren's boobs.
Baltimore accents as heard in The Wire.
Wunderklaus.
Crepes.
Character studies.
Wait, guys. What about movies?
No.
Tree rape.
Hmm.
Tree rape? Yeah, I like tree rape.
Tune in every Friday for a new episode of French Toast Sunday podcast, brought to you by us at FrenchToastSunday.com.
Clothing made out of Burger King wrappers.
So, interesting movie of the fortnight is a movie that we have seen since our last episode, which was supposed to be a fortnight ago. And it isn't this time, but I'm sure we haven't seen that much still because we don't have time. But yes, Sophia, why don't you start with sharing your movie with us?
Yes, so like I said, it's Batman vs Superman because that's what I saw yesterday, just yesterday on the theaters. I didn't have time to see it earlier, and I did want to see it. I mean, I knew everyone said it was really bad, but... I kind of liked Man of Steel.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah, so I said, well, why not? So I went. And it's entertaining. Sometimes I was kind of falling asleep by the end of, like, the big fight. Because it's just, you know, just a lot of fights in that movie. And a lot of it's going on, but at the same time, nothing relevant. So it's the movie... I really wanted it to be good because I think it's such a cool premise, like Batman versus Superman. That's like really awesome thing to happen.
Yeah.
But and the actors, you know, it's the same except for Ben Affleck, and I liked Ben Affleck, although it looked like he was wearing eyeliner or something. I don't know. and everyone else, like, it was actually a really great cast.
Yeah.
But it was so cliched sometimes, and just the script was so weak.
Mm.
Some things that they said were like so commonplace, like, oh, people are still good. You know, it's just, I get tired of that shit, you know. It's not even good. And the jokes are not even funny, you know. It's
what?
Just
there were like two jokes maybe in the whole movie.
I think there were supposed to be more. But they didn't really land like at all. And it was just like it looked cool. Like I really liked some bits of the movie, like how it looked. I thought it was really cool, and the soundtrack. But that's Hans Zimmer for you, so you know it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's always good, but it's just like a little bit of it's just a mess. It looked really poorly edited. Like the sequence of scenes was just, there was no rhythm in it. It was just like random bits of memories, and then, well, let's look at Superman, then let's look at Batman, and it's just, it was weird. And then I guess this is sort of a sequel to Man of Steel.
Yeah.
So that's why there's no background story for Superman, but there's a little bit of background story for Batman. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Because they're introducing Batman. But it just looked sloppy. Like, the whole thing, it's like, we want to make this movie. What's the minimum that we have to deliver? And that's what they did. Like, they didn't really bother to actually make something clever. It was just so meh, you know?
Yeah.
But it was. But I enjoyed watching it just because, I don't know, lots of shirtless, and it was just cool. I still think it's cool, you know. It's the Superman and Batman. I don't know.
Yeah,
but it's a bad movie. Yes, admittedly, it's not a good movie at all, and I don't want to see it again. And again, the monster was just. It feeds on energy. Oh, really? Does it? That's like so innovative. Never seen that. Look. And I really didn't really like Jesse Eisenberg and Lex Luthor. Did you?
I
think he was like trying to do the best that he could, but like the character was like so poorly written. I didn't understand why he was doing. I didn't understand why anyone was doing anything in this movie.
Yeah.
Okay. But like especially Lex Luthor, because he's like this whole like he has this like master plan of like pitting them against each other, but like it has no point. Like why?
Yeah. No, it doesn't. It doesn't. His master plan is getting Superman's mother to be kidnapped, and then magically they'll go against
have the same name. Yeah.
No, it's so bad.
But like, you know, and it's not like a cool like Joker type like anarchy shouldn't make sense. It just does not make sense, like in a dumb way. And yeah, it didn't. What I hated about this movie was like how incoherent it was. Like I didn't understand why one scene happened and then the next scene happened.
Yeah.
So there was that, and then I gave it 1.5 stars in Letterboxd.
Oh.
Half star was for like, you know, it looked kind of cool in moments and like and stuff. Half was for Wonder Woman.
Mm.
And how
it
was for the music that played when Wonder Woman came.
Yes.
That was really, because the rest of the music, I didn't find it that, like, you know, Hans Zimmer's Hans Zimmer, but, like, I didn't find it that amazing. But, like, every time Wonder Woman, like, that, especially that music in the end when she comes, that music was amazing.
No, her part is amazing. I think the problem with the rest of it is that it didn't really fit
what's
happening on screen. And some bits of some songs I actually hated because it was like really epic, but almost like a godish influence. And what was happening in our screen was not really that special.
Yeah.
It didn't deserve that kind of song. So that's
also, I felt like there should have been a movie in between this and Man of Steel. Like,
mm-hmm.
There were just, like, so many things that I didn't understand. Like, it's not, like, a really brainy movie, but I just didn't get, like, I felt like there were missing pieces in between.
Yes.
There was, like, this whole another movie that wasn't there. I also, like, that whole, like, random, like, Justice League introduction in the middle.
Yeah.
I don't know how it was allowed to be made. You know, I think somewhere in, like, I think Jezebel or Slate or somewhere, some critic was like, this is, like, the worst movie I've seen since I have started the thing. It's not because, like, it's actually that bad a movie, but because, like, that critic was, like, angered by, like, as they said, like, the hubris of it. Like, they just thought they could get away with such a bad movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that pissed them off.
It's like they didn't put any effort into it. They just wanted to make a movie with this premise, and there was no brains behind it for the story to make sense. It's not like we weren't expecting, like, Dark Knight or something.
Yeah.
But it just had to make a little sense of what was happening. Then the way Batman comes around in, like, 2 seconds.
So bad.
It's so bad.
It's such a Hindi movie, the Bollywood movie resolution that, like, my friends and I literally started laughing in that scene. We were just like, what the hell just happened? It's so bad.
That was disappointing. But at least it's good to look at. So, you know.
I'm glad I didn't watch it in cinemas. I was really tempted to, but now I don't want to.
Well, don't, because I gave it a chance because I thought this kind of movie, it works in a big screen, right?
Mm-hmm.
If it works, it works on a big screen, but it's not even there, so don't bother.
Plus, like, we saw it, as it is, it's such a dark, like, the whole look of it is so dark. Plus,
mm-hmm.
we saw it in 3D, and it was even more...
Oh, yes. I didn't see it in 3D.
Like, I was just watching, like, night the whole time. That was really... like...
It's bad. Also, I'm really tired. I know they kind of have to do it. I mean, maybe they don't, actually. But anyway, I'm tired of seeing Batman's parents dying. Like,
right.
I am tired of that scene.
I got Jeffrey Dean Morgan for, like, that. And apparently, I read it on Margaret's blog, Cinematic Horror. Like,
mm-hmm.
Patrick Wilson is the voice of the president at some point. I don't even remember when that happens.
Oh.
And, like, someone else from Watchmen was the voice. I think Carla Gugino. I don't know how to say her name. She was the voice of, like, Zod's ship.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, he got, like, these, like, cool people from Watchmen for, like, these, like, random bits that no one even knew. Like, Zack Snyder is just, like, insane. There was, like, this whole theory on IMDb message boards about how he's, like, secretly a Marvel spy. He's, like, dismantling DC from within. But,
I would believe that.
Okay.
No. I think I will watch it at some point, but it's not that important to me right now.
Yeah, no.
But
do because it's always
maybe,
interesting. Sorry.
Maybe like just to like see Wonder Woman in action before a movie, which I hope is good.
Yeah.
I was so excited to see, like, the spine in that one photograph. I was like, the spine. But yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Nick, what's your movie of the fortnight?
Okay, so my movie, I have been watching, I've been trying to watch, like, a movie a day if I can.
Mm.
But, so yeah, I've watched a few, and but this last week, 1 or 2 weeks, I've rewatched quite a few, and I don't want to talk about any of them because it's stuff like Atonement and Amelie, like, which I've already spoken about a lot.
Yeah.
So, from the new ones, I really liked Happy Go Lucky.
It's been a long time since I saw that one.
Yeah, I wanted to watch it for really long, and so I finally watched it, and it's by Mike Lee, and it has Sally Hawkins.
Yeah.
And it was so nice. It made me feel, it was such a, like, nice, uplifting movie. Like, I don't know in real life if I would like the character that Sally Hawkins plays, Poppy, that much, because she's too happy.
Yeah. That's what I thought too.
But like in the beginning of the movie, I was a little bit annoyed with her. But like, you know, you get around to liking her because she's like a really nice person. Mm-hmm. She's not stupid, which is what I like. She's not like just like a dumb bimbo, you know. She's positive, but she's also perceptive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed it. And I loved all the characters in it. Like, it was just like, they were just so completely human. Like, even, like, there's this whole little subplot about her going for flamenco classes. And in that, like, the flamenco instructor just, like, randomly starts, like, crying about her past lover. Just, like, it's just, like, so random, but you can see it happening in real life. So, and I like, such specific characters brought to screen. And it also has Eddie Marson in it. And he was really, really good, too. Like, he was kind of scary, but good. And it was a nice, good movie to watch. And I love the positivity of it. So, yeah, it was good.
Yeah. I liked it, and I didn't love it. I think I was kind of like an emo teenager when I saw it. So I remember being a little bit annoyed by her character, but I think I would like to watch it again. I think I would like it more now.
Okay. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it was, but Sally Hawkins is always nice.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Mm-hmm. She is. Okay. So the movie I wanted to talk about, I didn't see too many movies, but I did go to the cinema last month. And I saw 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Ooh, I want to watch that.
Yeah, and I saw Cloverfield the night before, and I don't know. I'm not a fan of found footage movies in general. So, and the guy who was filming was super annoying as always. So yeah, it was fine, but not that great. But 10 Cloverfield Lane is. I don't know if it's... No, it's not the only 2016 movie I've seen, so it's my favorite for now. And I don't know, I really liked the marketing because they really didn't show anything in the trailers,
mm-hmm.
Which is also why I did want to see it. And the movie is just like that. Like, it gives you a little bit all the time, and you're never really sure what to think about the situation and like how you view the characters. Like, obviously you're in the place of Mary Elizabeth Winstead, that I think that's her name, you just like see everything from her perspective, but it changes all the time, and she has her doubts, and then she doesn't, and yeah, I don't know. And it's really suspenseful. It's not really scary, and that, like, it's not super horror-y, but it's, yeah, it's like more like a thriller, but a really intense thriller, and you really don't know what's gonna happen next. So yeah, I really liked it.
Wow.
Yeah.
But what's the premise of that one?
Oh, okay. Maybe I should. Yeah. So Cloverfield is like a disaster movie.
Yes.
So this one shows it from a different perspective, or maybe a different time frame or something. It's not really clear, but it's basically her, Mary Elizabeth Winstead is, she's going away from her boyfriend, who.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, cheated on her or something. You don't really get it explained, but she drives away, and then she has a car crash in the middle of this, like in the night, on this country road, and then she wakes up in a cellar, sort of like a bunker, I don't know, safe place. And it's John Goodman is the guy who brought her there, and he says that he saved her, and that there is an apocalypse outside. And that.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Oh, now I remember.
Yeah.
So, seeing that.
And then it's like, does she trust him or is he crazy or, what's going on?
So it's drastically different from Cloverfield.
Yeah, it's a very different film. It's and it's
really sounds really good.
It's well filmed and stuff like that. So,
that's
cool. Should you watch Cloverfield before watching it?
Well, my friends didn't. I just did because I don't know. I really wanted to see it anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know. You don't have to have seen it. It's just it gives you like a different perspective in a way.
Hmm. Yeah, my brother saw it and it's his favorite movie of the year too.
Yeah.
So far, so I really want to watch it, but it's not released in India.
Well, if you can, you should definitely check it out.
Okay.
So that's it for our movies of the fortnight, and we'll be right back with our feature discussion.
College girl, I love the romance. I remember when I went and picked her up from Savannah. She used to go to Georgia State, she used to be a Panther. Get in the back, she scratch her brother like a panther. She likes to hang out with the homies. Her favorite food is pizza, so she loves her pepperonis. AKA, so she's a sexy tenderonio.
So, yes, like I said, we're gonna share our favorite top three college movies. Basically movies that take place in a college for most of the time. And, I don't think there's so much to say, so let's just start.
Basically.
Yeah. We'll start with Sophia. What's your number three?
My number three is Dear White People.
I haven't seen that.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, have you seen it?
Yes.
No.
Okay. It's a fun movie. It's an interesting movie to see. It's very clever. It's very witty. It's with Tessa Thompson, who's been, really inside the movie thing since then. And it's cool. It's about her character who starts to really work for a cause, which in this case is racism in her college, and she starts to denounce it with because she works for the paper, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Right? Yeah. And I picked it because not just because it's a fun movie, it's an entertaining movie to watch, and it's witty and all that. Like really, it's really cool. It's a satire, but also because if we're like reflecting our own college experiences, I thought that college for some people, or at least for some period in your college life, you may or may not get really into a cause, like get really mm-hmm. into something that you want to do. And it happened for me, like with student, the student body elections? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Like the, it happened to me with that, and it happens with her with this thing, and it's a really interesting to see from that point of view to relate with our own life in a way, but also it's just a really entertaining movie and clever that everyone should see, I think.
Yeah, I want to see it. I just kind of forgot about it.
Yeah, because it wasn't that known when it came out, like not a lot of people were talking about it, but I guess pretty much everyone who watched it liked it because
mm-hmm.
it's yeah.
It also has the chick, I forget her name, Tayona something. She's the one from Chirac.
Yes,
she's really good too. Yeah, I really liked it too. It was good. I completely forgot about it. First of all, this list was like a weird list because I went online and I searched for like college movies because I was like, I'm definitely forgetting some.
Yeah.
And they had stuff like, Adventureland and all, which aren't really set in college. It's more like
those
mm-hmm.
people are from college.
Yeah.
So it was a bit difficult to like find the right movies.
True.
It was. And not just that, but most movies about students are actually set in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not college.
True.
Yeah.
And so I get that. I had a lot of difficulty finding this. But Dear White People, I've it's recent, so I remembered it immediately. But man, it was difficult, yeah. Yeah.
There would be a Wikipedia page about it, but there isn't really.
No.
It's weird.
And it's what you said, Nick. It's kind of... But sometimes, I mean, one of my movies, it's not really set in college per se. But I think the thing about college is that it kind of surpasses just the classes and the physical. At least maybe for someone like me, I don't know about you, but I don't live in like a campus. And, you know, college is like... 30 kilometers away from my house, so it's just a place I go for like 4 hours a day to have classes and then I do other stuff. So I had a little bit of difficulty to watch like American Pie and think like, oh, that's such a relatable college experience.
Yeah.
But anyway, so
okay. Nick, what's your number three?
Okay, so my number three, It's a movie that I love, but because of this list, I put it at number three. It's The Social Network.
I thought about it.
Because it's like a lot of things, you know. It's not just a college movie. Because of that, I put it at number three. And yeah, I mean, I love that movie, and it has like this really, like, a good chunk of it is set in their time at Harvard and how like they make. The Facebook and like the whole Winklevoss twins and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like it's a very specific story, but it's really entertaining to watch. And I mean, I love as misogynistic as it is, I love that opening sequence of like him writing the algorithm and stuff. You know.
Yeah.
So it's fun. It's entertaining. So yeah, but like the more entertaining aspects of it. That's like, I guess it shows also like how like the friends you think you will have in college will like last you the rest of your like life, and that might not happen every time.
Yes.
So there's that whole thing in it too. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought about putting it on here. The only reason I didn't was that I like the parts that don't have to do with college and. Like the second half, it's mostly out of college.
Yeah, but that's the only reason I didn't put it is that because I knew you'd put it. I wanted to like be able to talk about it, but other movies as well. Because this really is it really is just an awesome movie, and I really agree with what you said about the friends that you make, and it. It's like in every stage of your life, you think, oh, I've found my people. And it doesn't always turn out like that. I have people I've met in my first years of college that I don't want anything to do with them now. You know?
Yeah.
So it's really truthful in that sense, yes.
Yeah.
People surprise you, really.
That's true.
Of course, I'd love to have been a genius in my college years. And
however many billions of dollars.
Okay. It's me, right.
Yes.
Yeah, so my number three is Three Idiots. It's,
that's in my list, too.
It's in your list?
Yeah.
Okay, then we can talk about it later.
Okay.
Sophia, you're number two then.
Right. My number two, I was really torn between Pitch Perfect and 22 Jump Street, but 22 Jump Street is not really about college, I don't know. So Pitch Perfect, just because it's got nothing, it's just a fun, entertaining musical that I really like. So really there's not like a lot of brains behind this choice because... it's like you said, I really don't know that many college movies. And so this is pretty much it. And it's good. I know we all like it. So, sorry. I really don't have anything to say about Pitch Perfect.
It's my number two as well.
Yeah, okay. Oh, maybe you have more things to say. Go ahead.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, it's I wrote a short list, and then I you know, this is like the movie that I've seen the most times out of that list.
Me too. So, it's
just,
always fun.
It's always fun, yeah. And I think it's a little bit smarter than you know than you think. I'm always kind of surprised.
Yes.
And it's really fun. I don't know. The sequel was okay.
Not good. Yeah, not good.
Yeah.
This was better. Yes.
It's good. And it also made me watch some of those old high school movies like Breakfast Club and stuff.
Yeah, because I really loved it. Yeah.
Whenever I'm bored, I watch like the ending song of the Bella.
No, totally. That's another thing, maybe. It's like you have, I really like that in this movie, you have people with that sort of interests.
Yes. Yeah, they have something, they're doing something good with their time, I guess.
Yeah, not just playing beer pong.
Yeah.
Which doesn't even exist here, like, I don't know.
It does. It exists here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow. But, like, you put the ball inside the cup and then you drink it, right? Or no, I don't understand.
Well,
the other person drinks it?
You, well, you throw the ball and then it has to land in the...
In a cup.
In the cups on the other side. And if you hit the cups, then the other team has to drink those. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. But it's but the ball is, like, dirty.
I never thought about that, actually.
I guess I've done grosser things. I don't know. Okay.
Yeah.
Continue, man.
I really like Rebel Wilson.
That
Amy. I wish she would do something else. I haven't seen her, what's that, How to Be Single. But
I fear she's kind of becoming, you know, like Melissa McCarthy is being cast in all these movies for like the same role.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And I just don't want Rebel Wilson to have the same fate.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I still love Melissa McCarthy, but...
I do, but, like, I just saw the trailer for her latest movie, and it wasn't even funny, I don't know. Mm. Like, she plays this really rich woman, you know?
Okay.
The
Have
boss?
You seen that one?
No.
Is it The Boss?
The what?
The Boss?
The Boss?
Is that
no,
the name
she's,
of the movie?
She's rich and then goes to jail and then she comes out.
Yeah, it's that one.
Yeah.
Is that Kristen Bell?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know.
It's got really bad reviews.
Yeah, it sounds really bad. So it's just like, and Marvel, it's starting to like appear in the same type of movies. I just wanted to have substance behind it. I don't know. Because I really like him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so as well.
Yeah,
and
she
Melissa McCarthy. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's good.
Okay. Nick, you're number two.
Yeah, so my number two is Three Idiots.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a Bollywood movie made by Rajkumar Hirani, and it has Aamir Khan, Raghavan, Mahadevan.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And Sharman Joshi in it, and Kareena Kapoor. And it's about these three friends who meet in an engineering college, and one of them, played by Aamir Khan, he's there simply to study, unlike what the... Basically, it shows the kind of college culture that exists, the education system in India, and how flawed it is, because people don't study for the sake of studying. They go to, like... I mean, if you ever read the statistics for engineering students in India, it's, like, it's terrifying. Like, you know, like, the amount of, like, engineering graduates a year is, like, more than, like, entire populations of small countries, and, like, not everyone gets jobs. So it's, like, it's really scary. And, like, you know, as a kid growing up, like, you know, there used to be, like, this whole thing, like, you can either be an engineer, a teacher, or a doctor. And, like, I've never understood what an engineer does anyway. So it's, like...
I don't understand it either.
So, like, it's
So it was just like interesting to see the kind of like pressure that like all these students are like put into, and you know, like just to top, like in like it's becoming like my brother is has just entered 11th grade. It was really hard for me to get into college, and I got really good marks, so like I'm really scared like how much more worse it's going to get for him. Mm-hmm. So it's just like it's like this whole system that like Rajkumar Hirani is showing, and it shows, you know, like the correct way, which is like what Amir Khan's character shows, like, you know, you should go to study what you love, like you shouldn't be forced to study things, you shouldn't be afraid of like studying, you know, like just like the whole like idea of like failing is so scary. People, like so many people commit suicides every year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all of, it's about all of that. The only reason why it's number two for me is because I actually kind of like hate like its climax. It's so melodramatic.
Yeah, that's true.
But that's the only reason why it's number two. Otherwise, I think it's a really, really good movie. It's one of like the biggest Bollywood hits abroad too. So yeah, it's really good.
It
sounds really good. When you said three edits, I thought it would be like a movie with Paul Rudd.
it's really funny as well. Like, it's really entertaining.
Yeah.
But yeah, it shows like the realities of like this kind of like system in India. So
yeah, that's
really interesting. It has a really interesting tone. I mean, yeah, it's I guess you have to get used to it a little bit, because it jumps from, you know, like talking about suicide, and then suddenly there's a funny scene. But yeah, the only thing that sometimes like I get a little bit surprised about, or
may put off some people, right?
Yeah, but otherwise, no,
I like that. I usually don't mind that kind of thing.
And it has really good music too. I think
like Rajkumar, all of like, there's another Rajkumar Hirani movie. His first one was just called Munna by MBBS, which shows like the medical schools in India. So, you know, so what he does is like, you know, like these sort of like big topics, he tries to make them as widely consumable as possible. So like, you know, like so that common people will get the kind of like really serious topics that he's showing, but like at the same time there's this whole thing, I mean it's there world over, but it's also there in India, that you want to like go to movies to not use your brains.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, people just want to be entertained, so he makes sure like that people are entertained, but he's also showing like really important issues that are like prevalent in India and like are plaguing India. Like his next movie PK was about religion, which is like, I mean, it was one of my favorite movies of that year, because it's so difficult to talk about religion in India.
Oh.
And he did it in like such a funny way, so it was good.
I didn't like that movie. But
I'm the short that I'm trying to write right now, it's about religion, and like the other people in my class are like, make it funny. I'm like, how will I make it funny without being killed? Like, you know. You know?
So, yeah, I get it.
It's like,
So that's a Bollywood movie for people who want to see that. Okay.
Yes.
So yes, my number two was Pitch Perfect. Okay, so we reached our number ones. Sophia, what's your number one?
Okay, my number one, for me, it's the one that is most about college, the most truthful and real about what is the college experience. But it's not chronologically set in the time when they were in college. It's it's Noah Baumbach's Kicking and Screaming from 1995.
Oh, I've never heard about that.
I've heard of it, but never seen it.
It's really good. It's my favorite of his, and you know we all like his movies.
Yeah.
Because he has a really interesting, funny way of portraying these weird characters that they sound weird, but they're actually you sometimes, or people you've met in your life. And in this case, it really is just that. Like the movie starts in graduation, like in the party, you know, at the end of college you go to like this fancy party.
mm-hmm.
have dinner, dance a little, and say goodbye to everyone. But in fact, you're going to see them again, at least in my college. You're going to see them again on Monday, but it's fine. But it starts there, and it's just really, like all these movies, it's a very... It's just a bunch of conversations, right? Sometimes about things really stupid that seem to not mean at all, anything at all. But it's pretty much just this group of friends figuring out, not realizing that they didn't figure out what to do after college.
Mm-hmm.
What they're going to do with their lives. And so this is the one that hits closest to home for me because it is my senior year. It's my last year in college. And I've had friends who have already graduated and went on to do a bunch of different things, but most of us didn't really know what we're going to do next, even if it's not for the rest of our lives, just what we're going to do next until like the last semester of the last year of college, where you have to decide.
Mm-hmm.
And I like how for some of them, nothing really turns out like what they thought it would be. You know, a lot of them go back to their parents' houses and they still do some of the same stuff that they did. Like one of them goes back to college. Like it's really real because that's what I see every day. I have like people who've been in college for like 10 years and then there's those guys who graduate but then spend every day again in college just, you know, walking around doing God knows what. And then some people go abroad and you'll never see them again. And it's all told in this really, in the way that we know this director does, which is just funny and clever. So mm-hmm. you really, I think you'll love it if you watch it. Because it's, yeah.
That's cool. I'd never heard of it, but I definitely want to see it though.
Yeah, no, I've heard of it, but yeah. Like, Mistress America had also come in, like, on those lists.
I haven't seen that one, but that's, like, from this or last year, right?
Yeah, last year.
Again, with Greta
Gerwig.
And Lola Flock.
But it's not set in college, is it?
It's not completely like Lola Kirk's characters are college students. There's mm-hmm. her story, which is quite collegey, but then I think it's more than that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. It sounds really good.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch it as soon as I can.
It is. I mean, even there's this part, a lot of parts where they're like reminiscing about what they did in their college years, like just little episodes. That's what we're doing right now, like when we talk to each other. It's like, oh, remember in the second year we used to do this and that? And it's like, oh, yeah. And it's not even over yet. And we're already just like really eager to do... Because it's like the last, we have a series of events in our college that are annual events, like the elections, the we call it the beer party, which is just events two times a year, just a really huge party in where the college opens and you get to be like inside the college and drink and you know, it's really cool. Yeah,
they did that in Germany too, I think.
Yeah, and we just, you know, we have to go. I didn't even know pretty much no one in the student body for the student body elections this year. It's like I wasn't rooting for anyone, but we went just because it's the last year. And it's that kind of feeling of like nostalgic mixed with fear and a tiny bit of excitement, but not really, just fear. It's really cool. And this movie, yeah, it portrays that.
That sounds good. Okay. Nick, what's your number one?
Okay, so my number one, it's kind of like how you guys felt about Pitch Perfect. Like, this is the one I probably watched the most.
Mm-hmm.
And I just really love it. It's Legally Blonde.
Oh, yes.
I thought about that.
I adore Legally Blonde. It's...
I like the idea of it, you know. I like the fact that, like, the way you look doesn't determine the kind of person you are.
Yes.
So it has, like, a good message, and I like the way it's shown, and I love Rizuru's put in it. All the characters are fun. It's just, it's, like, a nice, it's really entertaining. You can watch it at any point you want. And it is completely set in a law school, so it's, you know, it's like it properly like adheres to that whole rule. But and it's just, it's a good, it's a fun movie. I love it.
Yeah, I like it too. There's so many people who hate this movie.
Oh, those people are stupid.
No, like I've heard so many people like on podcasts, especially on Ryan's podcast, there were a few people who said that it's the worst movie they've ever seen.
Oh, good.
The second one's not good, but yeah, this one's great. I love it. Yeah, and it has like, you watch it now and it has like, you know, it has Luke Wilson and Selma. I always forget, every time I watch it, I'm like, oh yeah, all these people are in it too. It has that hot guy from Vampire Diaries in it, who I can't remember his name right now.
Ian Somerhalder?
No.
Yeah, it's like you said, it was like, which hot guy?
he was like dead, but then he came back to life. I stopped watching.
It's like every character.
I know, it's like every character. He's the one who was Damon's friend, and he was like a vampire hunter. I forget his name completely. It's not coming to my brain.
Yeah,
but yeah, but it was him. He was hot. yeah, so yeah, he was in there. Yeah. So yeah, it's cool. Yeah, so it's just, I love that movie. It's just too much. It's fun. I like it.
Yeah.
And it shows like you don't have to be pretty or smart. You can be both. Or neither. It's fine. It's good.
That's actually a pretty good message.
Yeah.
It is.
And not enough people talk about it, I think.
Exactly.
Yep. I like it too, and I think, I don't know why people hate it. I think it's a harmless movie. It's it's just fun. I mean, it doesn't offend anyone. Jesus, it's not like Batman vs Superman. No, it's fine. But yeah,
I want to watch it again. It's been a really long time.
Me too. I need to rewatch, especially because it's set in law school, and now I'm like interested to see it again.
Yeah. Can see that. Okay, cool. So now it's just me. My number one is Neighbors. I guess it's also not just about, it's more about fraternities. But that really fascinates me because we don't have that here.
Yes, exactly.
So, I don't know. I think this is a really fun movie. I love the actors, Zac Efron, Rose Byrne, Seth Rogen, Dave Franco.
Mm-hmm.
They're all just really funny people. Especially that Zac Efron. This is like the perfect role for him in some way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. This is just a really fun movie too, and like sort of harmless. It's just about a fraternity and they're having parties that I would like to go to. I don't know, it doesn't say anything really deep, except I guess it's interesting, the ending and how Zac Efron's character, like how his path turns out to be, because it kind of says that, you know, you don't have to go to college necessarily. Like, college is not the right path necessarily for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's really all I can say about it. I've only seen it once, but
it's also like, as far as I remember, it also has like stuff in common with like Sophia's movie, because it's like the Seth Rogen and Rose Byrne character, they're kind of like trying to recapture like what it was to be like young and stuff, but you know, like sort of pass them by. And Zac Efron, as far as, again, I remember, like Zac Efron's really afraid to get old in the movie. Like,
yes.
Wants to continue to be like the partier, but you know, you have to like be responsible at some point.
Yeah. I see those people in college all the time.
Yeah. It's real.
There's so many of them. Yeah. I don't know. It's not like this is a better movie than the other ones. I guess I would watch it. Like, if I could decide between the three, this is the one I would watch right now. So that's, yeah.
Fair.
That's basically it.
And there's the sequel, right?
Yeah. I know. That's what I was thinking. Like, it was a good timing for this podcast because the sequel will come out at some point this year. I don't know when.
Yeah.
I don't know. Does it look... I haven't seen the trailer.
I haven't seen it yet.
Maybe. Yeah, this one, it's about a sorority.
Okay.
And it has Chloe Moretz in it.
Oh.
And, like, Seth Rogen and Rose Byrne are trying to sell their house, but then a sorority comes in, like, starts to, like, stay next to them, so like they're trying to like get them kicked out, but they are like, yeah, again, but they are like so much like wilder than they had anticipated. So then they get like Zac Efron's help
because yeah.
They're like, we need someone who's young and stupid, so like they get him. So yeah,
okay,
it's like that.
That'll be fun. I mean, they're just trying to get money, I guess, but.
Yes, that's it. It's the same story again, but like 10 times crazier.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. Okay.
Yeah.
Did you guys have any honorable mentions that we didn't talk about? Or?
Well, every list that I saw had Animal... What?
Hmm?
National Lampoon's Animal House at number one. That's the name, right?
I've never seen it.
It was fun, but it's like, I feel like because a lot of movies have been inspired by it, that I don't, except for like, they have like this whole like toga party to this song, Shout,
mm-hmm.
Which I then downloaded because I really liked it. Apart from that, like, none of, like, I feel like a lot of movies have taken so much from it that I don't distinctly remember it that much, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's about like these like wild partiers and stuff like that, so she's there, been there in like a lot of, like, even like stuff like House Bunny and things.
Oh yeah,
so you can't really like differentiate it that much, but yeah, but like that, it was fun though, as far as I remember. I enjoyed watching it, but I just don't remember it that well.
Isn't that a really like cult movie somehow?
Yeah. It had Jim Belushi in it, the guy who died. So
she died. No.
No, which one is it? John Belushi, Jim Belushi. What's his name? Shit.
I don't know. Any of them died? I think John.
No, the one. Yeah, the one. He was in the Blues Brothers. Jim Belushi.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Know.
No, that guy died. Yeah,
no.
Died.
I don't know, I guess.
Okay, no, that's the wrong person. John Belushi. Jim Belushi is alive.
Okay.
Oh,
God, that's terrible. Okay, yeah. But,
They also have, like, stuff like Good Will Hunting.
Yeah.
No.
Which, again, I've seen... been so long since I've seen it.
Me too.
It's definitely not a college movie.
Yes, that's the thing. It's like I said, the thing about college movies, it's not really my college experience. So it's, I don't know.
I was thinking, like, in Bollywood, actually, like, a lot of movies are set in college because it's, like, the romantic thing. Because, like, because in, like, Indian society, you don't really think that people really do anything in school. It's like college when it's like, ooh, that's where it's at. But yeah, so there are a lot of them. But then, like, it's like I couldn't really like distinguish one from the other. You know, like even like movies I love, like stuff like Kuch Kuch Hota Hai. There was just like, there's only like a segment of it which is in college.
Well, there's Mahabatein. But that's, I don't know, a lot of those movies are not super good.
Yeah.
They're just fun.
Yeah.
I also had Monsters University. I really like that one.
Yeah, that's a really fun.
And that's really just set in college, pretty much.
Yeah.
And there's also, have you seen Liberal Arts?
Yes, I saw. Yeah, I thought that would be in your list, Matt, because I remember you loved it.
I know. It was like my number four. I really like it, but also haven't seen it since then.
Yeah.
And I think it's. I mean, it's also about him. Well, it's a lot about college, actually, but still, he's Josh Radner is much older.
I also liked. Have you watched this movie called Accepted?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, Justin Long.
No. I thought it was that movie with Tina Fey or something. No.
Yeah, no. This one was Accepted. It was about like this guy who doesn't get into any colleges, so he makes up a college. But then like all these like other kids who've been rejected from different colleges just come to that college and they make up their own courses. And they made a Bollywood movie version of this.
Okay.
You know, that, again, it makes a lot of sense in Indian context too, because like as I said, like the marking and the cutoff marks and shit over here, it's terrible. So like so that was also a nice movie. I had enjoyed it. It had a very young Blake Lively, I think a pre Gossip Girl Blake Lively.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I saw it online. And Justin Long?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like this.
Hmm.
Yeah. That's okay. Cool.
Yeah, so those were our favorites. So do you guys have any plugs?
No.
Okay. I don't know how much this would how much people who are not from like a South Asian background will like it, but there's this guy, his name is Tahir Shah, and like 2 or 3 years ago he's this Pakistani singer, and he had released a song called I Do I, which is like the most nonsensical English song you've ever heard, and the video is hilarious because he's like singing it to himself. And after like 3 years he has come up with a new single which released yesterday. Like everyone on my Facebook has like lost their minds over it, because it's like it's ridiculous but it's hilarious. He's like dressed, he's dressed like Anna from Frozen. So you guys can see it has like lyrics with it, so like I'm not sure how well it will go for like people who don't speak. But it's in English. It's just ridiculous is what it is. Okay, so yeah, I'm just gonna do that because it's just so nonsensical. Everyone should watch it.
Okay.
So it's called Angel by Tahir Shah.
Okay. Sounds funny.
So good.
Okay. I will see.
Okay. I have a plug too, actually. I've been watching like all the Aziz Ansari stand up. I don't know, it's really funny and I just want people to watch it. I like him in Parks and Rec, but he is so much funnier on his own, like when he's not in that character. So
true.
Yeah, just wanted to recommend that. Okay, so that was it for this episode. You can find us on Across the Universe. Yes, you can find our previous episodes and new episodes on acrosstheuniversepodcast.wordpress.com or on facebook.com/acrosstheuniversepodcast. And you can also write us an email at acrosstheuniversepodcast@gmail.com. Be free to tell us what your three favorite college movies are. So once again, I'm Mette, and you can find me on Twitter at Mette Kowalski, and you can find me on FrenchToastSunday.com.
And I'm Nick, and you can find me on Twitter at Nicholas_Z. And I'm not currently vlogging, but you can check out my blog anyway if you want. It's beingnormajean.blogspot.com.
Yeah, same thing. I'm Sophia, blogging really rarely these days, but at filmflare.pt. And you can find me on Twitter under filmflareblog.
So tune in again in about 2 weeks' time and find out what we're going to talk about then. And until then, bye.
Bye.
Bye. it's gone.